Okay, second bit of news is really just a teaser for tomorrow's episode, I think. And this is the news that Midjourney V7 is launching tomorrow, Monday, March 31st, or today, depending on when you're listening to this episode. And this is particularly big news because it's one of the first updates we've seen to Midjourney, one of the original image generators out there. And it's been a pretty quiet almost 2 years now, according to some of the sources. Again, links in the show notes for Midjourney. And like I said, it really was and continues to be one of the pillars of AI image generation as far as the tools go. It really was one of the first, if not the first, impactful one on the scene. So I very much foresee tomorrow or today's episode, again, depending on when you're listening, being a Midjourney V7 review and a test, at least an early stage review and test for us here on the AI Marketing Navigator. What is up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the AI Marketing Navigator. This is your daily compass in the ever-evolving world of AI marketing. Okay, navigators, we are back with a super short and sweet daily digest for what is officially our 300th episode, and it was a relatively quiet weekend as far as huge news or huge announcements in the AI world. So we are keeping it light and keeping it simple, talking about three main updates, three topics today. The first one is the news that xAI has officially acquired X, formerly Twitter. So at the surface, this kind of looks just like Elon Musk is acquiring an Elon Musk company. But of course, there's a lot more going on in the background behind that business-wise and valuation-wise. Check out the links in the show notes for any of the financial details or information about the merger. But regardless of what you think about Elon Musk's politics, and wow, it really has to be one of the biggest business miscalculations ever by Elon for ever connecting himself with politics in the way that he has. I mean, maybe he saw it coming and considers it worth it. I don't know. But I certainly don't think the shareholders in very many of his companies feel the same way. Anyway, regardless of all that, that's for a different podcast. We are simply talking about what this means for the platform, for xAI. And really, I think it signals Elon's understanding that AI is definitely the future and a shift of this company towards an AI company with a social media platform kind of in the background behind it. At the core, it involves a plan of bringing the incredibly massive 600 million active user social media platform that X is into the data stream, the training data for xAI, all of that real-time data, which likely means xAI is going to continue to be a very impressive and leading competitor in the AI space, and for that reason deserves our attention as one of the tools that we will likely continue to use and continue to benefit from using. Okay, second bit of news is really just a teaser for tomorrow's episode, I think, and this is the news that Midjourney V7 is launching tomorrow, Monday, March 31st, or today, depending on when you're listening to this episode. And this is particularly big news because it's one of the first updates we've seen to Midjourney, one of the original image generators out there. And it's been a pretty quiet almost 2 years now, according to some of the sources. Again, links in the show notes for Midjourney. And like I said, it really was and continues to be one of the pillars of AI image generation as far as the tools go. It really was one of the first, if not the first, impactful one on the scene. So I very much foresee tomorrow or today's episode, again, depending on when you're listening, being a Midjourney V7 review and a test, at least an early stage review and test for us here on the AI Marketing Navigator. Okay, lastly, I wanted to have a quick discussion here on the podcast with you navigators about the growing adoption of MCP, the Model Context Protocol. This is a coding framework that was introduced by Anthropic a while back. We did an episode on it when it was introduced, but it's basically designed to allow AI models and AI technology to connect to external data sources, whether that be applications or databases or business systems. And the idea was, and the reality is becoming, that it's going to serve as the foundation layer for agentic AI for these agents via AI models to actually accomplish some significant tasks and execute some outcomes in a business context, especially using the model itself, using the Model Context Protocol. So simply search MCP or Model Context Protocol on X, especially, or any social media platform. You'll find a barrage of examples of various popular tools being connected to Claude via MCP. I wanted to bring it up on tonight's episode because OpenAI has now officially made their model accessible via MCP as well, which is a big indicator and a big endorsement as far as the foundational nature of this MCP, the technology. Early indicators are that MCP is going to help get the agentic era of AI off the ground which of course is good news for all of us as early adopters and users of Authentic tools. Okay, that does it for tonight's episode. If you enjoyed the show or found it useful in any way, please do me a favor and follow on Spotify or subscribe on your podcast platform of choice. A review on top of that would be even more appreciated and is by far the most helpful thing you can do for the show. Also, if you are watching on YouTube, make sure to hit that subscribe button and turn on all notifications so you get notified each day when our episode drops. Until then, and as always, thank you so much for joining me. And remember to stay curious, stay consistent, and keep navigating forward. Bye.